Oshino looked up and swept the room with his eyes. Everything seemed strangely cold and distant, the four walls even more blank than before. The Marlborough butt in the ashtray had turned to ash. He swallowed and brushed the silence from his ears.
Hey, Mr. Nakata.
What is it, Mr. Hoshino?
I feel as though I'm having a bad dream.
Well, at least we're having the same dream.
You're right, Hoshino said, and scratched his earlobe in resignation. Right you are. Bright as rain. Rain, rain, go away, come again some other day. Anyway, that makes me feel better.
He then stood up once more to try to move the stone. He took a deep breath, grabbed it, and focused all his strength in his hands. With a low grunt, he managed to lift the stone an inch or two.
You moved it a little, Nakata said.
So we know it's not nailed down, but I've got to move it more than that, I guess.
You need to flip it right over.
Like a pancake.
Nakata nodded.
That's right. Right. Pancakes are one of Nakata's favourites.
Glad to hear it. So they have pancakes in hell, huh? Anyway, let me give it one more try. I think I can flip this thing over.
Hoshino closed his eyes and summoned up every ounce of strength, concentrating it on this one action.
This is it, he told himself. Now or never.
He got a good grip, carefully tightened it, then took a huge breath, let out a gut-wrenching yell, and all at once lifted the stone, holding it in the air at a 45-degree angle. That was the limit of his strength. Somehow he was able to hold it in that position. He gasped, his whole body aching, his bones and muscles and nerves screaming in pain, but he wasn't about to give up. He took in one last deep breath and gave out a battle cry, but couldn't hear his own voice. He had no idea what he was saying. Eyes shut tight, he managed to drag out a strength he never knew he had, strength that should have been beyond him. Lack of oxygen made everything go white. One after another, his nerves snapped like popping fuses. He couldn't see or hear a thing, or even think. There wasn't enough air. Still, he inched the stone upward and, with a final cry, tipped it over. He lost his grip, and the weight of the stone itself flipped it over. A massive thud rattled the room as if the whole building was shaking. The recoil sent Hoshino tumbling backwards. He lay there, sprawled face up on the tatami, gasping for air, his head filled with soft mud whirling round and round.
I don't think, he thought, I'll ever lift something this heavy again as long as I live.
Later on, though, it turned out that this prediction was overly optimistic.
Mr. Hoshino?
Well, what?
The entrance opened, thanks to you.
You know something, Gramps? I mean, Mr. Nakata?
What is it?
Face up, eyes still shut, Hoshino took another long, deep breath and exhaled.
It better have opened up. Otherwise I killed myself for nothing.